Now some news from the world of sports, and fans of the Houston Astros may disagree, but a World Series that has already had two of the arguably best Fall Classic games ever played deserves to end with a deciding Game 7. That will be the case now that the L.A. Dodgers have staved off elimination with a gutsy 3-1 victory over Houston in Game 6 at Chavez Ravine last night. This one was not the back-and-forth home run derby contest that marked games 2 and 5, but rather a pitcher's duel between crafty lefty Rich Hill for Los Angeles and the hard-throwing veteran Justin Verlander for Houston. Verlander was handed a 1-0 lead after an opposite field home run by George Springer in the third, but the former Detroit Tigers ace ran into a spot of bother in the sixth when he gave up a single, then hit a batter before Chris Taylor doubled home the tying run, and the Dodgers went ahead for good on a sacrifice fly by Kyle Seager that scored Chase Utley. Utley is a longtime veteran who also contributed in the field when he leaped to snag a line drive in the top of the inning to quash a Houston rally with two on and two out. And the Dodgers got some insurance when Jock Peterson went yard off Joe Musgrove in the bottom of the seventh. That was the 24th home run hit so far in this World Series between the two teams, and yes, that is a record with still one game yet to play. It's exciting, but it would be nice if Major League Baseball could admit, perhaps after tonight's deciding Game 7, that the baseballs have been altered in some way, because the players know it's true, they've said as much, and there's no point trying to make the case otherwise. But juiced baseballs aside, the Dodger bullpen has been shaky in this series and readily steadied itself by holding on to that 2-run lead last night. With Kenley Jansen coming up big after a rough outing in Games 2 and 5, he retired 6 straight batters for the save last night, and got the 40-year-old but still dangerous home run threat Carlos Beltran on a strikeout to end the game. So tonight, the Dodgers will hand the ball over to Yu Darvish for the biggest start of his career, most of which has been with the Texas Rangers. It would be sweet retribution for Darvish to win tonight and bring L.A. its first title since 1988, because Darvish was knocked around and knocked out early from Game 3, and was on the receiving end of a racist gesture by Houston's Yuli Gurriel, who had homered off Darvish. Gurriel was given a meaningless suspension for that act, 5 games to sit out the start of next season, so it'll be up to the Dodgers to mete out the justice that Major League Baseball would not. Lance McCullers starts for Houston, hoping to be the winning pitcher for the Astros' first ever title. It's highly probable that neither of those starters, though, will be involved in the final decision, because in a one-game winner-take-all for the championship, every pitcher will be on a very short leash should therefore get ruffled by opposing batters. And starters, as well as relievers for both sides, will be available to come out of the bullpen if needed. This has been a classic series, as good as they come, and it is fitting to have it go the full 7 before a winner is crowned tonight. In the NHL, the New York Rangers had to play against the Las Vegas Golden Knights at home in Madison Square Garden last night, with the news of the deadly terror attack in their city that left 8 people dead still fresh in their minds. The Rangers have had a rough start to their season, and they could have reasonably been distracted and dispirited to take another loss, but instead, they came back from a 4-2 deficit to score 4 goals in the third period for an emotional 6-4 win. Mika Zibanejad had a goal and 2 assists in the win, which players and coaches alike admitted was the one they desperately wanted to win for their New York City fans on a night when many were still coping with the terrible news of a man purposefully driving a truck onto a bike path. Locally, the South Burlington Wolves will get a shot at their first Division I state crown in high school field hockey following their 1-0 win over Colchester in the semifinals yesterday. South Burlington is no stranger to D1 field hockey championships. In fact, they're the reigning champs, but this will be their first time playing for the title as the Wolves instead of the Rebels. And the winning strike in yesterday's match came off the stick of Kate Hall in the first half. The rest of the game was a tight defensive affair, with the Wolves holding off a late push by the Lakers to earn a spot in the final. They will play third-seeded Champlain Valley in Saturday's championship game, which will be at UVM. In Division I boys soccer, a milestone for St. Johnsbury as the Hilltoppers beat CVU 2-0 to reach the finals for the first time. Ben Hammer and Mateo Dill tallied for St. J to secure the win. They'll take on South Burlington in the title game after the Wolves edged out Burlington 2-1. In Division III boys soccer, a thriller of a game for Halloween ended in upset as 4th-seeded People's Academy scored a 2-1 overtime win against the top-seeded Winooski Spartans on a goal by Max Carr. People's will take on the winner of today's semifinal between Stowe and Twin Valley. In Division IV boys soccer, it was Rivendell blanking West Rutland 1-0, while Long Trail ousted South Royalton by that same score. And finally, in women's college soccer, Castleton, the women's soccer team, got a pair of second-half goals from Riley Nichols and Mackenzie Bolando to down third-seeded New England College 2-1 and Castleton advances to the North Atlantic Conference Championship against Husson on Saturday.